Ezra's Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is an auspicious one. We've lost track now that I'm in Golos of exactly what number daf we're up to in Shas. I hope when I come back to Eretz Yisrael, I'll be able to return to my tab. But either way, whatever number it is on Shas, we're up to Nun Vav in Maseches Sukkah, the last daf in Maseches Sukkah, and Be'ezer Hashem will be Messiah today. We're going to pick up with a fascinating Gemara right before the Mishnah on the bottom of Nun Hei Amud Beis, with the famous explanation for what the Paros HaChag correspond to. Then we're going to begin the second to last Mishnah in Maseches Sukkah that's going to discuss the role and actions of the Mishmaros, the 24 groups of Kohanim that do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, particularly in regards to the Shelosh Regalim. We're going to learn how they decide which Mishmar does what, and the particular Avodos that are unique to the Shalosh Regalim, as well as particularly Shmini Atzeres. Speaking of Shmini Atzeres, the Gemara Nun Vav Lamed Aleph will discuss Shmini Atzeres being a separate Yom Tov, getting its own Bircha Shechianu, as well as a discussion of what order do you make the Bracha of Leishe Basuka and the Bracha of Shechianu. The Gemara will get involved with an important Mishnah in Maseches Brachos that's referred to as Dvarim Shebein Beis Shammai uBeis Hillel B'Su'udah, differences between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel that relate to Su'udah. We will then have a new Mishnah on the bottom of Nun Vav Amud Aleph that will continue the topic of the dividing of roles of the different Mishmaros in the Beis HaMikdash, and what happened when one Mishmar left and the other Mishnar came in. And that's how the last Amud in our Masechta will conclude on Nun Vav Amud Beis, discussing the Mishmar HaNichnas and the Mishmar HaYotze. Gemara will conclude, our Masechta will conclude, first with an awful piece of the story of Klal Yisrael, of Miriam Bas Bilga, who did awful things and said awful things in the Beis HaMikdash. And while the Masechta concludes with the negative her negative actions, Chazal will observe, Oyla Rasha, Oyla Shcheinoi, but at the same time, Toiv L'Tzadik, Toiv L'Shcheinoi. Let's Be'ezer Hashem begin. 12, 13, 14 lines from the bottom on Nun Hei Amud Beis. Amar Rebbe Elazar, Hani Shivim Parim Keneged Mi. If you add up the 7 days of sacrifices of bulls on Sukkis, they will add up to 70. What does that correspond to? Keneged Shuvim Shem Umos. It corresponds to the 70 nations. According to our tradition, the world is divided into 70 different nations, with Klal Yisroel being a separate and distinct one outside of those 70. Par Yechidi Lama, the one par of Shmini Atzeres, Keneged Umad Yechida. It corresponds to the lonely nation of Klal Yisroel, the individual nation of Klal Yisroel, the glorified nation of Klal Yisroel. Mashal Melech Basav Adam. It is analogous to a king, Sha'amru La'avodav, he says to his servants, Asuli Su'uda Gedola Liyom Achram, make a large Su'uda for me on my last day. Amr La'avo, Aseli Su'uda Ktana, Kadesha Enamimcha. When it comes to all the other nations, there's a relationship with God, but it's done with this broad pomp and pageantry. However, the relationship between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one that is intimate. And therefore, it's a su'uda ketana between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Oy lehem lo avdei chacham she'avdo, ve'ein yodin ma she'ibdo. Woe is it to those who serve the idol worshippers that they've lost so much, and they don't even know what they've lost. B'zman tzimeis ha'mikdash kayim mizmeach haper aleihem. Once upon a time, they had the mizbeach being mechaper because there were parup that were brought on Sukkis in their honor. However, va'achshav today, mi mechaper aleihem, there's no one to atone for them. The next Mishnah begins, b'shalosh yeprakim b'shana, hayikol mishmaros shavos be'murei harigalim. This next Mishnah is teaching us something else unique about the avodah of the Shalosh Regalim, in the sense that normally, during the rest of the year, every week there is a different Mishmar who is assigned to the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. And that Mishmar would be entitled to the Emurim, or the Chazei and the Shok. Here the term emurim is not the general translation of the intestines, but rather refers to, as the Gemara will develop, Rashi says, Bigemar mefarish, the Gemara will develop that these refer to the parts of the behemah that go to the Kohanim, and in that way, the Shalosh Regalim are different than the rest of the year. In that, kol ap mishmaro shavos. B'shalosh ha'prakim b'shana yikol mishmaro shavos. All the mishmaros were equal be'emure ha'regalim. Everybody was entitled to the chazeh, the shok, and other things. U'bechiluk lechem aponim. And also in regards to the division of the lechem aponim, on Shabbos, the lechem aponim from the previous week were removed from the shulchan, and the new lechem aponim were put on the shulchan. Batzeres, on Shavuos, omer lo, they would tell the Kohen that there are different species, there are different types that we're going to give to you. Because, explains Rashi in Dibur HaMaschil, u'batzeres, that on Shavuos, there is the chametz of the shtei alechem, and the lechem aponim, which is of matzah, as the Mishnah describes in Menachos HaNafnun Beis Amid Beis. So therefore, Amarloi, they said to the Kohen, Helech matzah, this is matzah, in other words, is lechem aponim, Helech chametz, this is the shtei alechem, which is of course brought on Shavuos. Mishmar shizmanei kavua, hu makriv tmidim nedarim unedavos. On the one hand, all mishmaros are working, and they're all considered part of the avoda in the Beis Hamikdash during the Shalosh Regalim. On the other hand, as we know, there are 24 mishmaros, and each week there is a different mishmar. So if your mishmar fell out during the week, let's say, of Pesach, so then in such a case, you continue to do the Karban Tamid, the Nedarim, the Nedavos, u'shar Karbanos Tzibur, u'makriv es hakol. That statement, u'makriv es hakol, is a little bit cryptic. What is that trying to bring out, and that will be discussed in our Gemara. Says our Gemara, five lines from the bottom, on the name of Beis, Eburei ha-regolim shekli-voyaninhu, the emurim of the regolim, the emurim, the intestines, those are not given to Kohanim to eat, they're brought onto the Mizbeach. What in the world does the Mishnah mean when the Mishnah says the Mishmaros received the emurei ha-regolim? Amar Rav Chisda Masha Amur bi-regolim. No, it doesn't mean the intestines. It's a totally different usage of the word of amur. Masha amur biregalim. What is said to be part of the regalim? Tan rabbanu minayin shekol mishmaros shavos beimurei regalim. What is the source that all the mishmaros are on during the amtavim? Talmud loymar, the pasuk says, in regards to those who are oila regal uva v'chol avas nafshoi v'shares, that they will come with all of their desire, similar to the word tava, is the word avas, and he will come with all the desire of his nefesh and serve. I misspoke before, I said in regards to Shalosh Regalim, this pasuk is in regards to the Levi, that the Levi will come with all the desire of his soul to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. Yachol, af b'shar yimos hashana, ultimately what we said was correct, that this is referring to Shalosh Regalim in regards to the Levi. But I would think the pasuk itself is not explicit that's talking about Shalosh Regalim. Maybe it's talking about all the years. The pasuk ultimately is referring to the Shalosh Regalim. Chazal infer that because the pasuk concludes uvav b'chol avas nafshari. But the first part of the pasuk is v'chi yavo ha-levi me'achad sharecha mikol Yisrael, when the Levi comes from one of your gates. So that's how we know, Ba'achad Sha'arecha, one of your gates, that means that everybody was coming from one gate, Chazal understand. And that is when Klal Yisrael all enters through the gate into Yerushalayim, and that's when all of the Levim serve together. U'bechiluk Lechem Aponim, we learned that when they divide Lechem Aponim, they would tell them which one is Matzah, and which one is Chametz, if it was Shavuos, and if, on all of the Shalosh Regalim, all of the mishmaros were entitled to that division. Tanu Rabbanu, nine shekol mishmaros shavus bechiluk lechem aponim. How do we know that each one is titled? Talmud Lomer says, Gemara top of nun vav amid aleph, chelek kechelek yochu, kechelek avoda, kach chelek achila. In regards to the avoda, the Levi, in that same parsha that we just saw in Shoftim, the Torah says, chelek kechelek yochelu, that they are going to divide equally. That's a simple reading of the pasuk. However, Chazal understand, Kechelek avoda kach chaluk achila. Just like they divide the role of avoda, so too they divide the role of achila. And we already proved that the pasuk was talking about on the shalosh regalim. Umay achila. What type of achila are we talking about? Ilema karbanos. They were talking about the right that all of them have to take part in the karbanos, that they're entitled to the chazay and the shok and so on. Mehasam nafka. That's a different pasuk in Vayikra Zayin. That the Torah there describes, as we just laned a couple of parashios ago, that the Kohen is entitled to a part of the carbon. El lechem apan. It must be referring to the lechem apan. Ask the Gemara, yachal af bechovos habos shlo machmas haregel beregel. I might think those karbanos, let's say the nedarim and the nedavos that we mentioned, that's particular to that mishmar of that week, and the only thing that's divided equally by all mishmaros is those karbanos that are unique for that day. Yachol, but I would have thought, afechos abos lo machas haregel beregel. Talmud lomar, levad mim karov ala avos. Mama karo avos zeloze. Ani bishavti, vato bishivtecho. Just like Rashi explains the Rav Aschum Ma, that there's an understanding that each one of the mishmaros are entitled to the karbanos of that particular week, so too, ani b'shifti v'ato b'shiftecha, there's an understanding that if this is your week, that you're going to be entitled to the nedarim and the nedavos and the karban tzibur, because this is your week. It happens to be that that week is also Yom Tov, and all the mishmaros divide the unique karbanos of the Yom Tov, but the things that are consistent, that are part of the regular avodas hayom, that are the nedarim nedavos, that are not unique to the Yom Tov, ma ani b'shifti v'ata b'shiftecha. I'm entitled to my week of nedarim and nedavos, and you, if you're on during Yom Tov, you're entitled to that as well. We learned in our mission market, you 7 lines on top of Nuvav and Aleph, pa'atzeres oimer loy helach. On atzeres, if there was both the lechem aponim and the shtei halechem, in other words, shavuos fell out on Shabbos, so then in such a case, we tell the fellow, this is of chametz, and this is of matzah. The Gemara will quote a fascinating machlokas between Rav and Rabba Bar Bar Chana in regards to the order of the bracha of Shechiyanu on the first night of Sukkot and the bracha of Leishev Basukkah, connected to the shitas of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in regards to brachos Basuda, and ultimately the Gemara will come back to our Mishnah of what we say to the Kohanim. So this is going to be a classic Talmudic discourse which takes us to different places in Shas and reveals some very fascinating machlokis between the Amoraim, and ultimately we come back to our Mishnah. Zok dehele gigimore itma Rav amar sukkah v'achakach zman. Rav taught us that the bracha of Leishei Basuka is done on the first night of Sukkot, and then you make a Shechiyon. Rashi points out that we learned earlier in our Meseches on Daf Menvav and Aleph that someone who makes a Sukkah can make a Shechiyon as well, but for whatever reason we're talking about a person that didn't make the Sukkah on his own, for every reason didn't make a Shechiyon, and in truth, of course, this resonates with us because that is the general custom that we make the Shechiyon on the Yom Tov itself. So Rav says, Sukkah v'achakach zman. First you make the bracha leishei basuka. Rav v'achana amar zman v'achakach sukkah. First you make the bracha of Shechiyanu. Rav amar sukkah v'achakach zman chiyuv adiyom adiv. Rav says that first you make the bracha on the sukkah because the chiyuv of the day of sitting in the sukkah comes first. Rav v'achana amar zman v'achakach sukkah tadr v'sheinu tadr kodim. What's more common? The Birchas Hazman is more common. Why? It's noeg b'chol haregolim. Says the Gemara, Leimav Rav, V'rabba Barachon, V'plugs the Beis Shammai, V'esil kamif flagi. This is already reflected in a Mishnah in Brachas. The Tanur Rabban in the Mishnah, Nun Aleph on the Beis in Brachas says, Dalid says, Devarim shebein Beis Shammai u'Beisil b'su'uda. There are a few things that Beis Shammai u'Beisil argued about in regards to Su'uda. Beis Shammai Yom Mevarech Al Yayin V'Acher Kach Mevarech Al Yayin. Beis Shammai says that when you make Kiddush on Friday night, first you make the bracha of Mekadesh HaShabbos, then the bracha on the wine. Of course, we're not familiar with that. We follow the opinion of Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel Yom Mevarech Al Yayin V'Acher Kach Mevarech Al Yayin. Beis Hillel says first you make on the yayin, then on the day. Beis Shammai mevarech al yom achar kach mevarech al yayin shehayoyim goroim liyayin sheyavo. According to the opinion of Beis Shammai, the reason why you first make a bracha on Mekadosh HaShabbos is the only reason you're drinking wine. We don't stam drink wine. We drink wine for a reason, to show that there is tremendous specialness in this day. And Nichnas Yayin Yotza Sod, we speak about this on Purim. Take a look at some of the Shiurim on Purim about the significance of drinking wine in Avodas Hashem. But it's a result of the Kedushas Hayom. It's a result of the uniqueness of that day. Maybe by Purim the formulation will be a little bit different. But at the end of the day, when it comes to Shabbos, you have the Kedushas Hayom. And because of that, you show the Chashivas as drinking wine. Shayom garam liyayin shiyavu. Bukvar kidesh hayom. Vadayin yayin labo. And first the day is sanctified, and then the wine doesn't come. First the day comes, then the wine comes after. The wine causes the kiddush to be said. Because if he didn't have wine, he wouldn't make kiddush. He wouldn't be able to make kiddush. Rashi immediately in the Ravaskal Shayayin is bothered, but at the end of the day, you could also make kiddush on bread if you don't have wine. And the answer is, says Rashi, the reason why you're having the bread, the same svara applies as well. The reason that you're having the bread is for the kiddush. That the day has bread on it because the pas is gorim l'kiddush shetayomer. If not for the pas, you would not say kiddush. Davar acher, another explanation. Birchas hayayin tadiro, birchas hayomena tadiro. In those days, wine was almost as common as water. So birchas hayayin is common, and the birchas hayom of kiddush is not common. Tadir v'sheni tadir, tadir kodem, as we mentioned in yesterday's daf as well. Of course, the perek in Maseches Zvachim on starting around Sadi Aleph. Now the Gemara analyzes this machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in regards to machlokas between Rav and Rabba Bar Bar Chana. According to the second explanation, the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel revolves around whether we say Tadir v'sheina Tadir in regards to Birchas Hayayin versus Birchas Hayom. The Gemara points out that you could learn that Rav and Rabba Bar Bar Chana are arguing about the same thing. Says the Gemara, Lema Rav Damar Kebeis Shammai, Rabba Bar Bar Chana Damar Kebeis Hillel, explains Rashi. According to Rav, that says the Chovas Hayom is Difa, he's saying that the Chovas Hayom, that you say Sukkah before Zman, is better than Tadir. So who does that work out according to? That works out according to Beis Shammai. Of course, that would be a little bit difficult according to Rav, that he's following the position of Beis Shammai. No, my position is consistent with Beis Hillel. Ad kan lo kamri Beis Hillel hasam, ela shayayin garim lekidusha shetayomer. According to Beis Hillel, you ignore the Tadir because the wine is the cause for the Kedusha to be said. Excuse me, I said that we ignore the Tadir. I mean we focus on the Tadir. And for that reason, because the Yayin's Gorm the Kedusha, then we'll follow the Tadir. Aval Hacha, but over here, In Lav Zman, Milo Amrinan Sukkah, if not for the fact that this is Sukkah, then you wouldn't be sitting in the Sukkah. On the other hand, you would say Zman even if you're not sitting in a Sukkah. It's true that Sukkah needs the Zman, but the Zman doesn't need the Sukkah. And the way to read the Gemara is Belashon Bitmia. He has a question. Ilav Zman, mi elo aminan Sukkah, if not for Zman. We certainly would recite the Zman if for whatever reason you weren't able to sit in a Sukkah, you would still make the bracha Shechiyonu v'kimonu v'giyonu l'zman hazeh. If that's so, so then we see that the bracha of Sukkah is in no way dependent on the bracha of Zman. Since it's independent, then it's possible that Rav could suggest that the bracha of Sukkah comes before the bracha of Zman, despite the fact that Beis Hillel argues that the bracha of the Tadir, which is Goreim the Kiddush, normally comes first, because there you have the absolute Goreim. Over here, one is not Goreim the other. Rabbi Bar Chana says, my position that says that you make the Zman and afterwards the Sukkah, that even is consistent with Beis Shammai. Ad kan lo k'amri Beis Shammai Hasam. Beis Shammai said that his opinion, Ela shahayom gorim liayin sheyavo, that the day caused you to have wine. If not for that day, you wouldn't stop me drinking wine. And therefore, the day comes first. Aval hacha, but over here, Hilav Sukkah, mi lo amrinan Zman. Even if there was no mitzvah of sukkah, there would be a bracha of shechianu. So therefore, the sukkah is in no way goreim the zman. And for that reason, Rabbi Barachana holds, it's different than the shita of Beis Shammai, who says that the yom is goreim liyayin, and therefore the yom has to come first. Here he would say that the yom is not, the sukkah is not goreim the zman. That's the parallel to yom. And therefore you put the zman before the sukkah. Now we connect this to our Mishnah. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah on Amud Beis, Batzeris on Shavuos Oimer Loi Helech Matzei Lechametz. You tell him this one is matzah, and you tell the Kohen that what you're taking off from the lechem upon him is matzah, and the shtei lechem is chametz. Va'acha de chametz ikur u'matzah tafel. In our case, the chametz is primary because the avodas hayom is the shtei halechem. It's the chayves hayom. And the matzah, the lechem aponim, is secondary. And which one do you say first? Uktani, helach matzah ve'helachamitz. The Gemara is medayik in every word in the Mishnah. That the Mishnah said, helach matzah ve'helachamitz. Now normally what comes first? Normally, according to Rav, the choves hayom comes first. Says the Gemara, to yuvta de Rav, it's a kash on Rav. Rav, who says that the choves hayom, you mentioned sukkah, and then afterwards the zman. If that would be so then why is it that over here, that you mention first the lechem aponim, which is not the choves hayom? Amilcha Rav Tanoihi. Rav points out that that's a machlokes tanoim. The same we learned in a brisa, helech matzah, helech chametz. Abishol Amar, helech chametz, helech matzah. Abishol disagrees. According to my sheet, the Rav says that really you should say helech chametz, because that's the choves hayom, which comes first. Darash Rav Nachum Bar Rav Chizda, loike divrei Rav, damar sukkah v'achar kach zman. El zman v'achar kach sukkah. Rav says that first you say the shechianu and then the bracha. You make the bracha of zman and then afterwards sukkah. So he makes the bracha of shechianu and then afterwards the leishev basukkah. That's the opinion of Rav Nachman Bar Rav Chizda. Rav Sheshe Bar Yeravidi Amar sukkah v'achar kach zman. Rav Sheshe says first leishev then shechianu. V'hilchasa nalach is sukkah v'achar kach zman. Taisus Dibra Maskel Vehilchasa points out that Lechura, we pointed out that our Mishnah is against it. So let's read that Tosis together. It's a short Tosis. And Dibra Maskel Vehilchasa, number one, Tosis says, V'lo chashin l'stam asnisnan. We're not worried about our Mishnah that first puts the Chayvas Hatadr before the Chayvas Hayyim. Diktani Helech Matzah Helech Chametz. Even though we point out there's Abishol, but the Stam Mishnah is against that. And we're not Choshesh for that. Maybe we'll follow Abishol, which is quite a chiddush. Inami or else, choshev nami lechem apon choyves hayoim. Toiz mechadish, something that the Gemara did not suggest. And that is that the lechem apon is also considered a choyves hayoim. Afal pi shehem mishabes she'avra. Even though it's from the previous Shabbos, part of the choyves hayoim is to clear off the lechem apon him. So two choyves hayoim on atzeres that falls out on Shabbos. One is the lechem apon him, and the other is the shtei halechem. And since they're dual, that is different than the case of Sukkah of Isman, where clearly there's only one Chayves Hayoim called Sukkah, and then a Shevach Vahodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shechiyonu V'kimonu V'yonu Lazman Hazeh, and we should be Mechavin when we say that in our Sugya, to what we've been Zoche to learn in the Daf Yomi. Continues the Mishnah. Mishmar Shezmanu Ikavua, that on Sukkis, the regular Mishmar brings the regular karbonus of tamidim, nedarim u'nedavos, u'shar karbonus tzibur. Lasuye mai. What are we coming to refer to when we say shar karbonus tzibur? Lasuye parhel davar shel tzibur si'iri avodas kol chavim. If the tzibur didn't have ve'ra b'shoge, we learn in Parshas Vayikra, we learn in Maseches Harias, that there is a special karbon that is brought, a parhel davar shel tzibur, as well as if they do a Klal Yisrael sins in avodas kol chavim, there's a special si'iri avodas kol chavim. So that's what's included in our Mishnah, when they say Shaar Kabbana Sibur. Vahu Makrivas HaKol. When we read our Mishnah, we left off that is a cryptic statement. What exactly does that mean? V'hu makrives hakol. In fact, if you look back at our mission, only has umakrives hakol, which makes it even more cryptic. So says the Gemara, lasuye mai, what's that coming to include? Lasuye ki yitzam izbeach. The ki yitzam izbeach, Rashi describes in the first wide line, is when there isn't a lot going on the mizbeach, to keep the mizbeach busy. And look, that appear that Klal Yisrael is constantly, and in order, that Klal Yisrael is constantly serving karbonos on the mizbeach. They used to take money from the shofaros, from the pushkas that we learned about in Maseches Shkalim, and from which it came from monies of karbonos that were sold because they had mumin. So they would take these, and these were called nedavos, and they would go to kayetz hamizbeach. What's the lashon kayetz? Rashi explains, like someone who eats dessert. It is like te'enim b'kinuach ha'su'uda. So this is the dessert that was added to the avodas hakarbanos. And this dessert, avodas hakarbanos, if that ever took place, a little bit of a chidush on Sukkis, it's hard to imagine that the mizbeach would be idle, but if there was a time that the mizbeach is idle, I-D-L-E, so then in such a case, there was kiyatz hamizbeach, there were nedavas that were brought on the mizbeach, and that nedava was the avoda of that particular mishmar of that week, and they're the ones who are entitled to that chazay and shok, the parts of the carbon that the kohanim are entitled to, and not the other kohanim, because it's considered a carbon shezmano is connected to this particular mishmar whose mano is kavua, and it's like sha'ar karbonos seaboard that mishmar is entitled to. Let's Be'ezer Hashem begin the last mishnah in our Maseches Sukkah. 8 lines from the bottom. Yom Tov HaSamuch L'Shabbos. Bein Milafanel, Mein Milachareha. If Yom Tov falls out either on Friday or it falls out on Sunday. Here we have an issue with the mishmaros. On the one hand, the only time all of Klal Yisrael's Kohanim are equal mishmaros is on Yom Tov itself. On the other hand, if Shabbos falls out right before Yom Tov, all of the mishmaros, all of the Kohanim already arrive before Shabbos itself. If that's so then the mishmar of the previous week, which technically even includes that Shabbos, ends before Shabbos, and Hayu Kol HaMishmaros Shavos B'chiluk Lechem Apanim. All the mishmaros were equal in the dividing of Lechem Apanim. Chalios Yom Echad Lahafsik Beinosayim. Rashi again helps us out. If the first day of Sukkot falls out on Monday, so then in such a case, Mishmar Shezmano Kavua, the Mishmar whose man was Kavua, Hayenotel Eser Chalos. So the Shabbos before it, the Mishmar that is entitled to that week's chalos gets 10 out of the 12 chalos. V'hamisakev, and those who came early, as in the case of Rashi had described, notel shtayim, they divide the rest, the other two of the shtei alechem, which of course there were 12 shtei alechem. U'b'shar yimayis hashana, and regularly during the rest of the year, hanichnas netel sheish v'yetze netel sheish. The ones who are arriving for the coming week take 6, and the ones who are leaving also take 6. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer Nichnas Noitel Sheva Yitzin Noitel Chamesh. Rabbi Yehuda says 7 to the ones who come and 5 for the ones who leave. Anichnas and Cholkin B'Tzafon, and the ones who arrive, they divide it on the northern side. Rashi explains the reason it was done on the northern side is we know that Shchitas Kotshe Kotshim, we know from Ezel Mekoman, that we learn that Shchitas Kotshe Kotshim is in the northern side. To show the chashivos, one comes into the most chashiv part of the Beis HaMikdash, Vayoytzim, but the ones who leave, Cholkim Medarim, is on the southern side, to signify that their Kedusha at this particular moment has diminished a bit, because they are leaving their Avodas HaMishmeres, and therefore they go to the southern side, which is not kosher for Shchitas Kotshe Kotshim. Bilga, the Mishmar of Bilga that our Gemara is going to discuss, La'olam Chalekes Bedarim, always did its Chalukah in the south, V'tabasa Kavua, and they closed its ring. Rashi explains, 5 lines from the bottom, that there were 24 rings that were corresponded to the 24 Mishmaros that were put on Bazara in the Beis HaMitbachayim. That is where the animals were held down to be slaughtered, and the Tabasa Bilga was closed up to make them need to rely on other people because of the Ave.